My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. One aspect of construction that yields no tangible reward, yet is entirely necessary and takes ridiculous amounts of time, is creating safe access to, and plain old giving yourself a place to be to do the work. I'm talking about scaffolding, whether that involves pipe staging, wall brackets, roof brackets, pump jacks, A-frames, ladders with scaffold brackets, or site-built staging. Given the time and expense, it makes sense to do everything you possibly can to finish the section you've staged instead of breaking it down only to have to put it up again to finish a different task. Here's my preferred method for working on the gable end of a new house. Once the first floor walls are up and sheathed, I use scaffold brackets to access the gable. Scaffold brackets, or wall brackets, are only of use in new construction. I use scaffold brackets because they're what I've got. They're affordable and store easily. Once I've set my scaffold brackets, I use them to sheathe the gable end. Fly rafters I tend to build in sections in place from the interior. I can trim out the gable end and returns from the scaffold, as well as place and trim any windows. If the siding is clapboards, they can be installed. Once the scaffold is dropped, I can tuck the previous floor's clapboards below my first course of scaffold accessible siding. I'm going to apply my exterior finish from the scaffold as well. The goal is to have the accessed area complete prior to dropping the scaffold. If the house gets sided with shingles, I'll use a band of trim to create a break line. If a break line isn't in the plan, I can't apply shingles for my scaffold brackets since they poke through the wall. In that case, a different type of staging would make more sense. Working and completing a section at a time may not work for everyone, but it makes sense for me as a solo builder, and it may make sense for you. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.